evening. Vaidav Hashem Moshe Bar Sinai Lemor, Dabar Esau Martim Kisavol Arts. The prelude to the parasha is that this is all said Bar Sinai, and then it launches into the halachas of Shemitah. So Rashi asks the obvious question, Mayinyan Shemitah to Har Sinai, Valkol Mitzvah Sinai, Har Sinai, was a special connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. All the mitzvahs said at Sinai, Ella ma Shemitah Nemru Kalsen Protev Duken Misinai, Afka Nemru Kalsen Kulan, Nemru Kalsen Protev Duken Misinai, just like we see for reasons that Rashi demonstrates, further in the parasha, further in this Rashi. Right, we see that all the halachas of Shemitah were said by Har Sinai. They were not reviewed in Arvos Mov, so heavy Omer by Har Sinai was said with all the detailed halachas. From there, we're supposed to learn out that's also by all the mitzvahs. So the question still remains, because if Shemitah is just being chosen as an example, as to set the tone, to explain how all the other mitzvahs given over, could have chosen any mitzvah. Why begs a question, why Shemitah was singled out to be the example, l'lamed ala klal kula. Right, so before we get into that, Har Sinai, let's talk about Har Sinai a little bit. Right? We say in the Agadah Shel Pesach, il kirvonu fnei Har Sinai, v'lo nosavnu asatayra dayenu, because who just brought us close to Har Sinai and not given us the Torah, that would have been sufficient. What? Right? This was before the hotels in, in the Sinai, right? You're going to go to a rock in the middle of nowhere and not get the Torah, right? Right? Would have been enough. What's good about going to Har Sinai without getting the Torah? Right? So the Ramchal asked this question in the Das Tvunis, and he says an amazing thing. Didn't we really get the Torah at Ma'amad Har Sinai? What? Aseres HaDibros, which max is 14 or 15 mitzvahs. The second Dibor is a little bit complex, right? It's 14, 15 mitzvahs. We didn't get the whole Torah as we know it at Har Sinai, right? What actually happened at Har Sinai? That it's called Chag Matan Torah Seder. The actual information was conveyed gradually over the 40 years in the desert. So even if Moshe Rabbeinu, who went up after Shavuos, the day after, he went up to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, so even if he got the Torah at Sinai, like what we just learned in this Rashi, called Sen Patzen V'dukem Misinai, he got it at Sinai when he went up after Shavuos, right? But it was taught to Bnei Yisrael gradually over the 40 years. So why is Shavuos called Chag Matan Torah Seder? Even the 40 days and 40 nights of Moshe Rabbeinu in heaven, only began after Shavuos. He was invited up, to be with God, the day after. So in what way is it Chag Matan Torah Seinu? So says the Ramchal in the Das Tvunis, we became mechuyev in Torah. We became mitzvah v'oisa. Right? If it's called Matan Torah Seinu in the sense that we were given endorsement, right? Endorsement to keep the mitzvahs, right? We were separated from the nations of the world, that they only have seven. We were endorsed to be to upkeep Taryag mitzvahs, right? Even though we don't know what they are yet. So now the significance of the Aseres HaDibros, right? And all the Rishonim agree that one could tie in the Taryag mitzvahs into those 10. Rav Sadia Gaon does it his way. Rabbeinu Bechaya does it his way. That these 10 mitzvahs are categories that are representative of all the Taryag. But as it were, in general, we became mitzvah v'oseh, commanded to keep Taryag mitzvahs, even though we don't know what they are yet. So we became mitzvah. In other words, to make it a little bit more, nogea to an example that we can understand, Shavuos is the bar mitzvah of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael was born at Pesach, we were taken, and in Shavuos we became bar mitzvah. We became mitzvah v'oseh in all the mitzvahs. And the Ramchal goes on to explain, L'may nafkamina. What does it mean that Chazal say, Golo mitzvah v'oseh and Mishenu mitzvah v'oseh? Right? You would think it's counterintuitive. You would think someone who does it voluntarily is a bigger person. So says the Ramchal like this, all in the same piece over there in the Das Tvunis. Not true, right? Because he who is mitzvah v'oseh is on a mission from God, because God told him to do it. So when he does a mitzvah, he rocks the olamas, right? That which we talk about, the mitzvahs make tikkunim, and mitzvahs shake the heavens. You know why there's so much divine power in the mitzvah? It's the tzivui of Hashem that puts all that divine power in the mitzvah. A guy who's doing it voluntarily, it's, you know, he gets schar for being of good heart, but that there's no cosmic power in those mitzvahs to change and refashion reality like we're taught that our mitzvahs do. And so we're taught is the whole advantage of having taryag mitzvahs over the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach is not just a quantitative difference, it's a qualitative difference that our mitzvahs refashion reality. L'takein olam, tikkun olam is with the power of our taryag mitzvahs. And why is there so much divine power in the mitzvahs? Because we're mitzvah voisa. It's God's command that puts all that power in the mitzvahs. When you do it voluntarily, you weren't authorized by God to do it. It doesn't make tikkunim. You'll get schar for your good heart, right? But the power of the mitzvahs to reshape the cosmos is because of the tzivui. And it's not hard to put it in a halachic framework. That's the halacha, me'ein the halacha of shlucho sh'adam kamosa. Well, you give a guy shlichos. What makes a guy your shliach? The fact that you commanded him to do it and he accepted the command. So now he could do a kiddushin for you. He could do gershu. He has all your power. Right? Because you gave him the tzivui, it made him a shliach. When we got the tzivui from Kosher, we became HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shluchim. And that's what gives us the power with the mitzvahs that he commanded us to do. Now we're his agents, we have his power in us, and we could be reality shapers. Right? It says, that's what happened by Chag Matan Torah Seinu. It doesn't mean we actually got the information of the Torah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get all the information of the Torah on Shavuos. He got it the next day when he went up for the 40 days and 40 nights. But it's called the giving of the Torah that we became Mitzvah V'Oseh. We got the general command that we're going to be now Chayev in Taryag Mitzvahs. Right? So we got authorized to keep the mitzvahs. And we just have to learn gradually over the 40 years in the desert all the details of what we just became authorized and commanded to do with Ma'amad Har Sinai. And he says, that's the Lushan, the Ilu Kirvanu, Lifnei Har Sinai, he drew us close. You know, and he says, Ramchal, all in the same place, that's beside what we say in Davening, in Birchas Kriyashma, the Keraftanu, the Shimcha Agoro. You know, Ma'amad Har Sinai was to make us close to God. We're his people. We have his power in us, and what puts his power in us, that we're close to him, we have his power in us, is the command to do so. Right? That's what Ma'amad Har Sinai was all about. So here's an amazing thing, right? Based on what we're saying, it's God's command, right, that gives us the power, right? And there's nothing to force him to give you the command, right? It's up to him. And we spoke about this in a few weeks ago, that if I want to go to God, right, no matter how far I run and no matter how hard I try, I'm finite, he's infinite. You run a million miles, if you have to get an infinite distance, you're not any closer even after a million miles, right? Because God is infinitely away. Only God could make us close to him, right? Because we're finite, he's infinite. There's no way to close the gap between the finite and the infinite. So it's v'keraftanu. Lifnei Har Sinai, you brought us close at Har Sinai, and that's beside the care of Tanu L'Shimcha Agoro. You brought us close to your dream. God did it. And God did it by making us mechuyev in mitzvahs. That's how he brought us close. But he doesn't do it for free. Right? He still wants you to be committed. So when did Am Yisrael say Na'aseh V'Nishma? Which day of the Omer? 49th. Erev Shavuos. Right? Shavuos was the day after Na'aseh V'Nishma, right? It wasn't on the same day to teach you a lesson. We got to be fully committed. But even after being fully committed, you're not there. It's up to God to draw you close. And this solves an interesting mystery, right? The Torah says, Tisbru Hamishim Yom, count 50 days. Do we count 50 days? We only count 49. Right? And so all the Rishonim break their heads, how to be Miyashiv, the fact that it says in Pasuk Tisbru Hamishim, right? And we only count 49. Right? And all the Rishonim, each one has a different solution, how to be miyashiv the Pasuk, but the philosophy behind it is, really, we can't count to 50. 50 represents the day of Shavuos, 50 represents being in contact with the infinite. We can't count that. Like, we can't take that step. It's infinitely away. We can walk up to 49, and I'll explain it in a second why that is. We could take 49 steps. There are 49 steps we could take. The 50th, which is Shavuos itself, is infinitely away. There's no such thing as getting closer. Just what you could do at the end of the 49 is just renew your commitment. And they said Na'aseh V'Nishma on the 49th day, but not on the same day. The following day, because it's up to God, Right? And that's why the 50th day is not part of the Omer. You can't count it. It's not something that you could, like, put under your belt. It's not just one more step. It's infinitely away. But the Torah will call it 50 days because the Torah will give us credit for it anyway. Because since you were so committed and you did whatever you can, so when God finishes it off for you and makes you mitzvah vosa and draws you cloth, right, he'll give you credit as if you did it. So it's called as if we counted 50, but we only count 49 because we can only take 49 steps. The 50th is infinite, is infinitely away, so we can't really count it. It's not one more, it's infinitely more, but it'll be called the 50th day. God gives us credit as if we did it because we did as much as we can. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he finishes it off for us, he gives us credit as if we did it. All right, now what follows this pattern of 49 and 50? 7, 49, 50. Shemitah, right? I think it's a coincidence, right? Right here, right? As the pasuk goes on, every seventh year is a Shemitah, seven Shemitahs, right? And then you have the 50th year, the Yovel, right? The grand reset button that Ribo Shalom like pushes the reset. All slaves are free. All steachuzas go back. It's a cosmic reset, which only God can do, right? You know, it's not a coincidence that the Shemitah follows, you know, the Shemitah and then Yovel, 49 years, then the 50th Yovel, they're all running parallel to Sfiras HaOmer, which is to take us to Ma'amad Har Sinai, the Har Sinai, right? Because as we said, what do we do at the, you know, at the end, you know, when we reach the capstone of the Sfira, you know, our Sfira, our count, we count up to 49. 49 is the day when Am Yisrael said, Na'aseh V'Nishma, right? Made a total commitment to keep the Torah, right? So there's an amazing word from the Chidush Arim, right? And it's based on a halacha. We find in halacha that if a person makes a shvua to uphold a mitzvah, all right, or to annul a mitzvah, that shvua is null and void, and he has to get malchus for shvua shav, for swearing in vain, because he is mushba ve'omed mehar Sinai. Mushba, the halachic principle, because ma'amad har Sinai was a shvua. We took an oath. We took an oath when we said Na'aseh V'Nishma. We're Mushba V'Omid Mar Sinai. We already took a Shavua. So says the Chidush Arim. That's the word. Maseches Shavuos has 49 dapim. Right? Marsh connected the 49 days of the Omer because Shavuos, even though you have a kasha in the Chidush Arim, Shavuos is on the 50th day. It says Maseches Shavuos has 49 days. No, because the oath that we took, right, was on the 49th day. Right? Mamish, after 7 weeks, and he goes on to explain, because what Shavua is Miloshin Sheva. Right, because we know we have seven midas in our personality. To be totally committed with b'chol lev, with all your heart, means all your emotions are into it. And we know we have seven emotions, seven midas, you know, chesed, gvur, tiferes, netzach, hod, yesod, and malchus, which are piled in 7 weeks of the Omer. Says when you will take a shvua, when we say, what does the Gemara say when a person takes a shvua that's binding? Piv velibo shavim, right? What came out of your mouth is totally reflected in your heart. There's no discrepancy between what you're saying and what you're feeling. We have seven major emotions that when all the seven are involved, that's called b'chol avavcha, it's called piv v'libo shavim. And everyone knows the Omer 49, gamacho lev tov, means the whole heart's involved. So the oath that we take is on the 49th day. And then the Ribon Shalom rewards us, you know, that because we went as far as we could and were as committed as we could be, so he rewards us on the 50th day, giving mitzido, giving us the infinite power of Torah by making us mitzvah v'aisa and Torah. So the Gemara says, when Am Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma, right, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abaskol said, Mi gila roze lebanai, shemalchi ashras v'shtamshu, who told my kids, you know, this secret, that, you know, the angels say Na'aseh v'nishma. And the Gemara brings a pasuk because the pasuk says it to him, Baruch Hashem Malachav, Gibore Koach, Osei Dvoro, Lishma Bekodvoro. Blessed be Hashem, you know, the mighty, you know, his angels of great might, right? That do his word and hear the sound of his word. Do his word, Nasa, Lishma Bekodvoro, Nishma. So the Malachim are the Gibore Koach that are Osim before Shomim, right? Where did Am Yisrael learn that from? Right? There's a Medrash that darshans that pasuk on those who keep Shemitah. Ika da amri, the shomrei shviyas akosim medaber. Right? Because as the Maharal explains, Right? It's easy to say Nasa v'nishma. So of course, we Am Yisrael by Har Sinai were genuine. When they stood at Har Sinai, and they were mushba v'omid Har Sinai, they were genuine when they said Nasa v'nishma, and they did it with all the seven facets of their personality. That's why the Shvuim, Lashon Sheva, all the seven facets in the heart were committed, right? But in Shemitah, on the seventh year, you don't just say it, you live it. You are committed to God if you're willing to put your life on the line and not work for a whole year, not to, you know, be Isaac in Parnassah, right? You are living it, right? You're not just saying it. Shemitah is even bigger than Naaseh v'Nishma, that, you know, the Shomer Shir is called Gibar Koch Osiro. You're serious about upholding God's law, and you're demonstrating it with actions that speak louder than words, right? When you, mamish, don't work for a whole year, right? And when you've done that seven times, seven Shemitahs, so Yovo is mamish besod olam haba, like Va'avodo la'olam in the Tanakh always refers to Yovo. Yovo's mamish me'en olam haba. That's why it's the grand reset button. Kayadua. Right? And this is Inyan Shemitah to Har Sinai. Har Sinai was all about Mushba v'olam Har Sinai, right? To be that we took a commitment, and then the Ribono Shel Olam rewarded our commitment by making us mitzvah v'oseh the next day, because even with all the commitment, we can't reach him. But because we are as committed as we could be, he gave us the tzibur the next day. Mushba v'olam Har Sinai. Shemitah demonstrates that, right? We can't go without mentioning Mother's Day, right? Right? That, right? Right? That Kayadua, right? The you know, there are Nun Share Bina, right? There are 50 gates of Bina, and those are the 50 days of the Omer. 49, we can go, right? The 50th wasn't revealed to anybody, not even Moshe Rabbeinu, because the 50th level of the Nun Share Bina is already infinity. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the Shar Anun, and that's the day of Shavuos, right, which is like the Mida of Bina itself, not what extends out of Bina, but the Mida of Bina itself, because understanding, you know, could just go and am infinitum, right? And that's the day of Shavuos itself, the 50th day. The Mida of Bina is called in Koheles, Ki'em Lebina Tikra, call Bina your mother, right? Right, and Chazal say, if a person sees his mother in a dream, right, he's Yitzapel Lebina, right? It's a Gemara in the ninth parak of Brachas, Yitzapel Lebina, right? And Kayadu and the Zohar, the Mida of Bina, is called the Ima, the mother, right? That, you know, the unique relation we have with Ribono Shel Olam on Shavuos, right? You know, with reaching that level, that am infinitum, right? That Mida is called the mother, right? And that's one of the many reasons we have Milchiks on Shavuos, right? It's connected Mosmi, because the Gemara says in Chula, Dam Ne'ekar V'Naseh Chalav. The blood, you know, rots and processes and becomes mother's milk, right? And Karshul says, you know, the Gemara says, you know, look how Karshul's mechabed the Tzelem Elokim, that he gave the woman her shadayim, right? Her, you know, her ability to nurse, b'makom bina. It's in the place of the heart, which is, you know, l'vavo yavin, right? So Hadam, right? The blood is Gematria 49. Right? You know, the 49 days of the Omer, we're still in Hadam or Nefesh. We're like animals. Animals also. Hadam or Nefesh is referring to behemoths. We're trying to elevate ourselves out of the Dam, which we have in common with the animals. The 50th day is Ha-Adam. Now you're a man. Now you're an Adam. You know, Atem Kriyam Adam, Vena Akum Kriyam. Now you're really called a man. And it's called that, you know, getting the Torah from Akashu was getting mother's milk, Kiviyachol. All right.